From Tidbits on January 7th, 2008, this is the audio version of The iPhone and the Google Whack Blat, written by Adam C. Angst. As much as I want an iPhone, it's hard to justify the cost when I pay roughly the same per year to Virgin Mobile as the low-end iPhone plan costs per month. In commenting on this fact in a private mailing list posting, I realized that I had no idea what the word for 12 times is. 2 times is double, 3 times is triple, 4 times is quadruple, but what's 12 times? A bit of research on Wikipedia turned up the entry for tuple, that's a finite sequence of objects, with names for tuples of specific lengths, but alas, it didn't include 12. So I looked up 12 in Wikipedia and discovered that a group of 12 things is a duodecad. Jamming the two words together, I came up with duodecaduple, which looks funny but turns out to be absolutely wonderful to say. Duodecaduple. Duodecaduple. Try it a few times yourself. Bonus points to anyone who can work it into a conversation. Curious to see if I had gotten it right, I did a Google search and was shocked and amazed to discover that my word appeared only once in the entire Google index in a comment on a Slashdot story that, interestingly enough, was about some research performed at Cornell University here in Ithaca. I include the image below as documentation that there were no other instances of duodecaduple when I wrote this. For those who missed it, there's a game to find pairs of words that appear only once in Google, and such a finding is called a Google Whack. But Google Whacks must contain two words, and mine was only a single word. While reading the Wikipedia entry for Google Whack, I learned that a single word Google Whack is called a Google Whack Blat. There's a problem with Google Whack Bats, as I'm sure you've just realized. Publishing the existence of one destroys it as soon as Google crawls your site, since it then exists in at least two places. I agonized about this since I wanted to preserve my Google Whackblat, but I'll bet there are Google Whackblat vandals out there who delight in ruining Google Whackblats, even when they've been protected by writing them backwards and viewing them through Elgoog, a site that mirrors Google not by replicating it, but by reflecting it. In the end, I decided that a Google Whackblat has meaning only in disappearing, that it doesn't truly exist until it's shared, even though the act of sharing will almost certainly result in its destruction. Thus, the joy in a Google Whackblat is like blowing a dandelion seeds. Fly free, little duodecaduple. Of course, as you can see in the screenshot on our website, Google helpfully suggests that perhaps the word I want is actually dodecatuple, which appears several thousand times in the Google index. Dodecatuple uses the same stem that gives us dodecagon, a polygon with 12 sides and 12 angles, and dodecahedron, a polyhedron with 12 faces. But some further poking reveals that duodecagon and duodecahedron are also perfectly reasonable, if older, variants of those words. So I'm sticking with my version, and if you ask me at Macworld Expo why I still don't have an iPhone, it's because I duodecaduple my yearly cell bill. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the lyrics field, but honestly, it's more fun to listen to. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and hey, I had way too much fun writing this article.